What's up, everybody? Another episode of Love and Hip Hop on the Horizon. You know what it is, Ratchet Mondays, and we just want to know who got the DNA. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Broken quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, it's born like this. Immaculate conception, I transform like
Kendrick.
This. Perform like this, was y'all shooting a new weapon.
Hey.
I don't
new Karate hey. Khalil, damn. Head. This album was fire.
Y'all know every song charted on the Billboard.
Seriously?
Every song charted.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
This album is fire.
That's crazy.
They all fire. It deserved it. It deserved to chart for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, what it do? It's your boy Lim Gonzalez here. You know, with my crew. You can find me at the Poet Saint all day, every day. And on my website, standthemike.com. Next to me, did you just spread some perfume? Because I just smell like...
That's her natural scent, if you will.
That's her natural scent.
The juices and berries. I don't know, because all of a sudden I was like, it smells like sunshine.
That's that rich money. I'm just kidding.
It smells like sunshine and happiness.
I'm just kidding.
Y'all, Trizzy, that's all I'm
saying.
What's
up, you guys? It's your girl, Trinae, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl, Trinae.
Follow her all day, every day. You won't be disappointed. I got my goons over here. You know what it is.
Hey, yo.
My boy, Khalil Abubu.
Hey, new Karate Khalil in here.
Yeah.
Check me out, Twitter, Instagram, Khalil Abubu.
Yeah. Of course, be your own dad extraordinaire. DNA, who not the daddy?
Because
you gotta be your own dad.
Hey, yo.
Jimmy V.
My name's Jimmy V. You know what I'm saying? Be your own dad, aka Gunplay, because I ain't about this, alright? I'm on Love and Hip Hop now.
Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, this is my favorite part of the song. Woo! Yeah.
Kendrick.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
I've been sleeping on Kendrick's new album.
Oh, you need to get on that.
You've been sleeping.
Slumber party on that joint.
What?
What have you been sleeping under? Because it's everywhere.
Everywhere. It's bomb. Shout out to our engineer, Steven.
Shout out to him.
My boy, Stevie.
Holding it down in the
So then you didn't even get the joke when I said new Karate Khalil. Because if you ain't heard the album, you're not going
to
get the joke.
Yes, I
need new
to listen
Karate
to
it. Kenny.
She just
new Kung Fu Kenny.
Oh, new Kung Fu Kenny.
You know where that idea actually came from?
You're taking Hapkido?
Oh, okay.
Cool.
They just gonna talk over us.
No, I was trying to help her out to help y'all out.
Appreciate that.
Okay. On to the show.
Sit down.
Khalil, be humble.
Oh, you gotta love it. So I feel like this episode, just on a holistic view, it was like everybody was gossiping. Like, it was nothing but gossip. Like,
even the guys were gossiping inside the studio.
Yes. I was like, do you hear about
this? Is that normal?
No, it's not. Guys aren't supposed to gossip.
Aren't supposed to gossip.
No.
I ain't gonna lie, gossip a little bit.
Yes,
especially with their lady.
They do.
Especially with their lady.
Pillow talk?
It's because the lady brings it up.
They do. But that's on the same level.
My ex used to be like, I ain't gonna lie, me and my ex used to be like, ooh, girl, tell me what they say. You lying. And she went, fuck them.
Damn.
But were you doing that to like, not patronize her, but were you just like.
It was a little bit of both. Like, sometimes I was patronizing, and sometimes I was legitimately interested.
Like, interested in what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
I ain't gonna fake.
I mean, I think it's important to communicate in relationships.
Very important. We see him scrapping the BAM got some communication issues there. So that's why that's not working out.
At all. They were terrible communicators. Like, the whole time they were together. Anytime we saw them.
The problem is they're the same person. Like, if one of them says, look, I'm done, bye.
Right.
And they're like, all right, fine, go. It's like, boom. Somebody has to do the, no, wait, sure. Stay. I don't
stop
want
it.
You to go. But
don't go.
We got
no.
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 Stop.
No.
I'm not ready.
We got the full reason. Scrap just doesn't want to be in a relationship. He said, he's like, I just, you know, I really don't think that I was ready. So
ready for marriage.
He's
hey.
Never been ready. He wasn't ready with Erica. He's not ready with Bambi. He's never going to grow up.
When he came out the womb. Look, all right.
He's not going
to
grow up.
I mean, he's single for life.
I think he did like Bam to a degree. I mean, I don't think he was just like, oh, I'm just going to be with her. Because obviously, if you're not ready, I mean, you could just be eternally single. And it's like, why even get with her and be in a relationship and propose to her if you feel like I can't do this or I'm not, this is not what I'm set up for.
Well,
what
Tammy I'm made for. Low key snitched on him was like, he called me at 5 o'clock in the morning that's talking true. About that's I need true. This girl. That's so true. That was kind of out the left field there.
Which I don't think she's lying. So that's what I'm saying. Either, that's yeah. what I'm saying. I feel like he does care for her, but also, you know, he has the opportunity to, you know, go to Miami, you know, live that life. I mean, Miami's, you know, turnts. All the time.
All the time. I thought I was going to see beautiful Dominican girls walking around. I guess I was in the wrong area.
Damn, I didn't ever been to Miami. You just ruined it for me.
If you're on South Beach,
the first weekend of August, you got to go to Miami. First weekend of August. It's like a big festival type. I don't even know. First weekend of August.
I've been to Miami twice, and both times it was cracking.
Lituation. Yeah.
Cracking.
It was cracking, but it wasn't.
But like, I mean, beautiful women
beautiful
everywhere.
Beautiful women everywhere.
For real?
I guess I didn't go when it was beautiful women.
Hey, if like, Lim so, said, I'm going to believe
Lim. So you went in December? Like, when it's
no. Happened? I feel like, Scrap, you are going to go for a little bit. You're going to have your fun, and then you're going to be like, damn, I wish I had somebody here cooking my meals and massaging me and changing my male
diapers. So a woman
diapers.
Only good oh, to cook God. Her meals?
Diapers? You sound like
wow,
a good woman.
Who like are you describing? Like,
who are you describing?
Like, Charity said he's on the
washing my drawers. Like, putting my drawers in the dryer.
Shout out to our...
That's what the woman supposed to do?
That's yeah. what you said.
I wash my own drawers.
But, we should do it right yeah, now. So he's going to have his little fun in Miami.
Okay.
And then he's going to come back and he's going to be missing her. And he's going to go through this 12-page... letter, apology, blah, blah, blah.
I'm sending you a I was about to say, them four pages work now.
Real quick, four shout out to our Love and Hip Hop VIPs in the building, Trini Boy, Sky Patterson. We see y'all. Thanks for joining us, as always.
Live chat.
Yeah.
Always popping. All right, so the show starts off with Stevie has Bonnie Bella there in the house. We don't see the face. It shows the little back of the head.
Wait, before you do that, yeah. let's notice the jump in time. Because she was, I guess we did see the whole birth thing last
yeah,
week.
Saw
the
special,
but I'm saying,
yeah.
But I'm saying, like, from the episode, the regular episode to this regular episode, like 2 weeks, like
there was a jump.
That's a jump.
There's
definitely a jump in time.
There's some time there.
You were right. You said this was going to happen. You said that they're going to have the birth special, and then they're going to automatically just show the baby. They had to plug in some little leeways and paint us a picture. And
and we have the show. I mean, it's the continuation of the whole Stevie saga because, as we saw in the special, those of you that watched last week and saw our special of that, which was
special.
It was, yeah,
if you will.
There you go.
I'm
special.
Not ready.
It was
no.
special. She was going through it though. She was.
I expressed my opinion.
Yeah, she was going through it on the birth. But anyway, we saw that Stevie did show up after the baby was born and held the baby and was like, "Yo, I'm so excited for my
show up after all the work."
29th kid is here. And,
I did this
know, right. This is me right here, Bonnie Bella.
Say hi to your daddy, girl.
That was my favorite part. That was my favorite
That's right.
part. That was my favorite part of that
recap
whole,
from last week's episode.
Yeah, that was my favorite part of the whole joint. So we see. So it does skip, you know, a couple of weeks, and like you, Trine said, I called it. I knew it was going to happen. We see Stevie there on the round table with all of his, you know, well, not every single one of his daughters, but a couple of his daughters, and there's Bonnie Bella in the middle, and, you know, basically he's like, yo, this is, you know, your sister, and, you know, we got to take care of her, and they're feeling salty because they feel like Jocelyn disrespected them, you know, through social media and just in general, you know, in their interaction or what have you. And so they're like, you know, are you going to get back with her? You know, what's going to go on? And essentially they were like, we want an apology.
They're right.
Like, we want an apology from Jocelyn if we're going to interact with her.
She needs to apologize to them. She dragged their dad, no matter what, no matter if, you know, Stevie Jay is a certain way with women. He's a certain way with his children. And children, they're not going to allow somebody to disrespect their dad and disrespect the little sister and things like that. And Jocelyn's going to be in their lives forever now. So she needs to be the adult. And she needs to sit down with him and apologize. And Stevie, I kind of feel like he, you know, always tries to justify her behavior, but that wasn't cool at all.
What do you guys think?
I had no problem with them asking for an apology. I thought it was right. Yeah. Right. You know?
And I think, too, ultimately, like, these are, you know, and they want, I don't think they dislike Bonnie Bella. I think they, you know, as a sister, they're like, yeah, we want, you know, a new sister. That's dope. But we want to make sure that it's all cohesive with the entire family. And we can't have her coming around and bringing her and being disrespectful to us in the whole interim.
Right.
So, so yeah, I'm not mad at it either. So we'll see. I mean, I think that's going to be if we. I think we're going to see more of that development with Jocelyn and the family, kind of in the future episodes. I believe we see Tammy is talking about Waka. You know, Waka's been trying to get back. Over there,
yeah,
He messed up.
Over there,
right,
Mama.
That way,
he didn't mess up. He had a few interruptions.
He said he had a few interruptions. I was like, wait,
love the terminology. Are you
a TV show? Just had a few interruptions.
And Tammy, we were on
hiatus. Right.
Yeah, say
Tammy
that again.
Is bad from like body down to baby hairs.
Yes, so, I mean all the above.
These hoes just be trifling. They know you married, and they just be slipping. And dipping where they
it's because they
spreading their legs and
they want what
and
you have.
Yeah. It's not even the female; it's the dude. He can't keep his Jimmy in his pants. His
no pun intended.
Can't keep his Jimmy.
So
the men are the victims.
No, it's says that they're both parties. Nah.
Wait,
party.
He can't
men
keep his Jimmy from the V.
I see that. You see the wordplay? Okay, Slim. While you're talking about me, go ahead and follow me on Instagram. Go ahead and do that.
Why you always have his name in your mouth?
What is that?
Oh, no.
But no, I just honestly think that these men need to be held accountable. He's on tour.
I say that shit every week.
Why don't you, you know?
Okay, do you, my question is, and this is not something that, I mean, you know, rappers go on tour, you know, it goes down. I mean, this
rappers,
is, you know,
athletes, everybody, entertainers.
Listen, the story goes, there's 99 women waiting for you at the concert. Yeah. 10 make it to your hotel place. One makes it upstairs.
Where did that
how
come
much
from?
Defense can you have?
Where did
I don't
that come
know.
From? But that came, no, they, really no, they clear. Came from something.
Follow
really,
alert,
really
follow
no,
alert
somebody's like that came from something. I forgot where that came from.
I told you before. I talked to an R&B singer, famous R&B singer.
Okay,
and I was talking to him, and he was like, "Do you feel like you know that men are created to be with one woman?" And his woman was there. And I was like, well, I mean, you know, I was telling him, you know, what the Bible says, you know. And
so, well, according to Psalms.
Right. Because he was coming at me on some like, what's up, you know, biblically, you know,
yeah, right.
kind of thing.
Polygamous.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he was just like, do you think? And I said, well, you know, the Bible says blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I know. He's like, I've been in church and all this kind of stuff. But he was like, as an entertainer, he's like, man. I could get rid of the 99.
Mm-hmm.
I can hit the 99, but that one.
There's one that makes it.
You know what I'm
saying?
There's
one that makes
it. And so that's where he was coming from. And I'm not saying that that's an excuse to cheat if you're in a relationship. I'm not saying that at all. But these people, you know, a lot of people say, and I think I've said this before, because it's been said, and I can't remember who said it, but you're only as faithful as your options.
Ladies, that being said, I have very little options. So you could be that one. You could be that one. I'm just saying. I'm putting it out there. At Khalil Boo Boo.
Oh, my God.
#NewKarateKhalil. New Karate Khalil.
Let call me put at it me. Like
and
this,
I'm
ladies.
Just saying, we are the victims. That's all
no,
that I'm
let
saying.
Let me put it
okay.
like this. He don't have to be an athlete. He don't have to be an entertainer. He can be a milkman. He can be a businessman. If a man or a woman, we're not going to make this sexist, if a person wants to cheat, they're going to cheat. It doesn't matter if the person is cooking your meals, has hot towels every time you come home from work. It doesn't matter.
She been saying
a person is going to cheat.
She read a book before she
they're going to cheat.
Yeah, hot meals, a hot towel, and all brother needs.
Massaging the feet. Like
Laundry?
Right.
Man, why is your status
what's really what's, going on?
What's going on over there, huh?
Yeah, we're going to have a talk after the show.
Now break for a commercial.
Ultimately, though, ultimately, if you love the person, it's important that you stay faithful.
Bottom. Amen.
And I feel like with Waka, I feel like he knows he messed up. Tammy's a good woman, and that's his wife. And he's like, I miss her. I want her back. I miss Charlie, his daughter. Yeah. You know, the whole situation. So, you know, she's talking to Bam about it, and she gets emotional or what have you. And then we actually jump. Over to when he does, you know, she does go on the date with him.
Yeah.
And he takes her out. Shout out to whatever movie theater they were at.
Right.
And so he's like, you know, she's like, the movies.
Cinemark.
Right.
Cinemark.
Movies.
Movies. Use a student ID. Right. Hey, man.
I'm not mad. I'm not mad. Edwards.
It's a bad name.
They went at 12 o'clock.
Yeah. So it was nighttime.
He brought his bucket with him.
Don't play Waka. It was nighttime. He did roll up in the black Uber. He did roll up in the black car Uber. He did.
Opened the door.
But he opened the door for her.
Okay.
Yeah.
He opened the door for her. Yeah. Did he pull out her seat, ladies?
No. It's the movie theater. How you gonna pull out the seat? Come on, son.
I think he put down the seat.
He had a he had a table set up.
And ain't nothing wrong with the black Uber. I was at Cinemark, y'all. Mm-hmm. Cinemark, cheapest movie theater in LA.
$2.
Yeah. Hey.
Cinemark in North Hollywood, though. With the recliner seats. Your recliner seats is goes hard.
Right?
Goes hard.
Tell me why in the parking lot there was a Lamborghini. I ain't mad at that.
Really? Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm a stunt on the road, but right, exactly. You're going to catch me after two movies.
Are you talking about the Santa Monica?
Yeah, I went to go see Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, word.
But if I had Lamborghini money, I'd probably be Ubering everywhere. Yeah. I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't driving no more.
Well,
I'm good.
But then you got to show up. But then you don't get to show off the Lamborghini.
Sorry. You can catch me on Instagram. Okay? I'll be flexing on the gram.
Just saying.
My bad. Back to the topic.
But yes, he made the highlight clip of their love, which was dope. I thought that was dope.
I thought that was really good. That was very genuine. I mean, he's got to pull out the stops.
He's got to at this point. Yeah.
He's got to pull all the stops. You know, she's been what we've seen. So who knows how many is really happening. But every time he's kind of like, nah, I'm good. Nah, you can't stay here. You know, she's really been holding her ground. And so, you know, he got to her. She was feeling okay. You know, she was feeling emotional. And I think it was dope what he did. It was actually some good pictures that they took as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was dope. Charlie was in the mix. You know, he was adding that in there. So, you know, he wanted to move back in. She did was like, yeah, not yet.
But you know what? I just hope that he keeps this effort up. I hope that both parties keep this effort up. And
well, what is she? She's not. She doesn't have to do anything.
Well, she doesn't have to do anything. But I'm just saying, like, in order to ignite that spark and to keep the relationship new every day, you have to put in effort. Not saying you got to impress the person every day, but it needs to be some sort of effort. So, when your man comes home or whatever, say like, you know. Walk him out the door. You know, it's effort.
What is going on with Trizzy right now?
It's effort. You know what I mean? It's effort.
She did read something.
Women, too. Oprah's
book club. She read something.
You read something. She read something before she came in here today.
Women, too.
Okay.
She keeps going back to that. Men, too, have to do these sort of things to show their love and to express their love.
You want your man to walk you out the door?
No, but I'm saying that in order to express ourselves.
Y'all know the old movies? Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
yes,
you got to be able to do these nice things. I mean, and then private life equals happy life.
Y'all know the old movies with the mom at the door, like, have a good day at school.
Right.
Thank you, man. I'm not saying you need to do it every day.
Leave it to Beaver.
Yeah. The kids are waving, like, bye,
Dad.
I love you.
And then, you know, I also respect Tammy, too, because even when Charlie was like, you know, Walker, like, at least Tammy's not the type of woman that's like, well, your daddy ain't,
respect
a lot
that.
Of times, like, she's still, like, you know, giving respect to Walker. Even
shout out, Stephen, we can get the news and gossip music real quick, because I do have some news and gossip on that. I don't know if you guys heard this. yeah, exactly. So, speaking of Tammy's baby's father, you know, the biological father, there was a lot of stuff online, basically, because he's never mentioned. Right. And it appears that he's not around or he's not, doesn't take care of. And so there was, and I want to say it was either him or some of his family basically was like, yo, you can't do that. He's a good dad. He's there for Charlie, this, that, and the other. And then I saw a picture and it was him and Charlie together. Like, I take care of my kid. Like, don't, you know, don't play me like that. So shout out to him, who is actually a good father. Okay. But basically, you know, he was just getting, it was some flack.
It's for the show. It's the show.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The show don't, yeah, yeah.
Of course, the show of course.
Was like, he probably was like, I don't want to be involved. And right. so they just neglected him altogether.
Right. Well, but it was just,
that's
but
a
it
production
was,
move 101.
Way, right. But it was the way, I think, his people, his family, namely, mm-hmm.
yeah,
his
for
family
sure.
had an issue with, like, betrayed, yo, yeah. makes it seem like he's not there.
Exactly.
Well, they did the same thing on the T.I. show.
Like, oh, with
T.I.'s
mother,
Tiny's daughter, you know, Tiny. T.I. Oh. isn't really Tiny's oldest daughter's
right.
dad.
Right.
But they picture that, like, you know, yeah. that's his kid.
That's right. Yeah. Kind of y'all, TV is a lie.
You know?
Yeah. TV is a lie. Like, if I could tell y'all some stuff, honestly, like, TV is a lie.
Secret.
Oh,
y'all got to catch me when the camera's off.
Slide them DMs, ladies.
How much of a lie is it?
Basically, before we Thank move you, on though, y'all didn't mention that he gave up the passcodes to all of his social media.
I had, thought that was big.
I hadn't
got there yet, but yes, that was huge. And I love because she's at first when it came up and then it was blurred. I was like, what is that?
Yes.
Why are they blurring out his
credits?
Editor, producer.
I was like, credits to him. Like,
I was like, what's going on? And, okay. and she even was like, what is this?
Directed
and he's like, these are my passcodes, baby. You know? And so, which, again, is a big move because
yes,
that's where, you know,
I agree.
It be going down
it
in exactly, the DM.
It is a big move, but I hate that we have come to a day where, like, that's the big move. Like, you got my passwords to my Instagram.
That's
like,
the joint.
Exactly.
That's what we do.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, the big move was you got a key to the apartment.
Right.
That was the, whew.
Yeah.
Serious. Now it's like, you got the password to my Instagram.
Yeah, but he ain't hiding, like, 30 letters to girls in his apartment.
Yes, they are. In the shoebox.
Underneath the bed.
They are.
In the shoebox. Yeah, I mean, but that's the world we live in. We're social media.
Hand-drawn emojis.
Exactly.
You drew her like three smiley emojis.
No, but yeah, that's the age we live in, social media. And especially with these, you know, celebrities, it's, I mean, they're, you don't have to worry about texting them. Like, right. you know, you DM away, you know, you can DM in Twitter and DM in, you know, mm-hmm. Snapchat. I mean, it's just everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere. So,
you know what
one
I hate about?
One lucky night from the best night of your life. Mm-hmm.
Don't follow your man on Twitter.
One thing I hate about social media now is, like, as a kid, when I looked up to a celebrity, I'm like, I want to know about them, you know. Like, if I was seen at a place with them, mm-hmm. I'd be so hyped. Like, yo, right. I just seen blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Now, you can check the Instagram and know right. where they're going to be.
Don't
so
meet
like,
your heroes.
You know? Yeah, right.
Don't
right.
meet your heroes.
It's like, oh, okay.
But at
they're
the end
here.
Of the day, social media, people put what they want you to see on social media.
That's true, so. Too.
That is true, too.
It's
yeah,
all
it's
a
true.
Little, it's all, you know, a facade.
A little facade.
A little jaded. You know? But, yeah. but it does.
So you be putting what you want us to see on your social media? You be facade? You be
what's
facade.
On her,
you
what's
be
on her
fugazi?
Social media? Hold on.
You be fugazi on social media?
What are we talking about, Trinae?
Huh?
Why does this have to do anything with me? This is,
right.
She's talking
like,
about
why
loving
coming
you
at me
all.
Today?
Right?
Why y'all coming at me?
Let's get back on track
yeah.
now.
I wish y'all had Smell-O-Vision out there. Because Trinae does smell like super good.
My
I don't know what you have. If it's diamonds by, like, I don't know what it is, but it smells really good.
She done read a book. She bought new perfume.
Special something.
Interviewing John Legend on the carpet. Let's see. Who else
are
we
you,
got?
Are
yeah.
you
oh, yeah.
really pulling up my Instagram.
She did
right?
it again.
Your girl,
Trinae.
Hey.
Self promo, guys. Hit that follow button. All right.
Let's talk about Jock real quick.
Jock out. It's going down.
That ashy claw hand that
oh,
he
yeah.
put out there.
He was like, and action.
You know what that reminded me of? Yeah. What was that? Waiting to Excel? Remember Wesley Snipes? And he went to Angela Bassett and he put that ashy hand out there like, give me.
They didn't even give him the lotion.
Oh my gosh. That was hilarious. That little claw hand. to Treasure with no A, get her attention. She's like, come over here. And basically, he was trying to holler at her about Cena because, you know, she spilled the beans of Cena. About, you know, the Tommy situation. And then he basically ends up kicking her out of the studio and releasing her from her non-paid position.
Non-paid position.
Right. Right. Some interns get paid. Some of them.
She ain't get paid. Come on, let's keep it real.
You're an intern. You don't get paid. Right.
When I was an intern, I got paid.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, but it was a different industry. Right. It was a different industry.
Okay. Right.
Different Khalil. This is new karate Khalil.
New karate Khalil. I thought it was way over the top when she went and confronted him at the event.
I just want my job back.
I was like, what are you doing?
I just want to work for you, John.
Yeah, it was definitely extra, over the top.
Way over the top.
That's why he was like, girl, get up.
If you don't get up right now.
Get up off your knees now.
I think she really wanted some camera time. Yeah.
Definitely.
Like, on the real. Like, I think that's what that was. Because you didn't have to do all that. But for I feel like, intern. Exactly. A non-paid position.
She's not getting paid.
Come on.
You know she can.
Or is she?
Can throw the right pop, the right rapper.
Sure.
And get in where she fit in, right?
She's not getting paid, and I think she wanted camera time, and that's why she went crazy with him. You were going to say something, Jimmy V.
Yeah, what'd you guys think of when she, this is the scene before, when she was like, I felt like it was my duty to tell Cena, because that's my girl. What do y'all think about that?
And she was talking super fast. It was like, that was the fastest I've ever seen. She could win the Olympics in fast talking.
No, that wasn't right for her to spread her...
Another person's business,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that wasn't right at all. No. Cena is not your sister. She's
Thank
not
you.
Your best friend. I've never even seen them hang out in this episode, and that's your girl. Mm-hmm. Everybody's your girl.
Right.
I could see if Cena was like her right hand, like person, but come on,
right
girl.
Hand.
And that's and I think that's the issue with a lot of the characters on the show. You know, Carly Rae is another one. You know, she's like, I gotta tell you, girl. Like, I feel it,
you know what?
Girl.
I'm feeling God
is telling me to talk to you right now. I cannot let another day go by without spilling tea.
If these women feel strong connections with their fellow sister, okay, who are we to say that they ain't what they claim to
say? Man, I call it how I see it, and that's what they show us. So that's all.
It's gossip. That's all it is. It's gossip, and they telling this. I got to tell this, and I got to tell. Anyway, I think it was not to answer your question. Yours.
The girls are talking.
Excuse me. I don't think it was her place to say that personally, you know. But she did, and you know, it was what it was, and that's why you know Jock confronted her and had an issue.
Right,
and she apologized. So
now he did fire her over some personal stuff. What'd you guys think of that?
Never.
Entertainment. That's fair.
That's how it goes. We're talking about Jock.
I agree though, because if you're spilling beans about my personal stuff, what if something goes down on the business side?
Bitch, you too close.
Gonna hold me down?
Right. Yeah, you got to go.
She knows about everything. And then the way that she came dressed like that, like...
Oh, when she went to apologize?
Yeah, she just like...
Oh, gosh.
She's just... I don't know what she's trying to do. I'm so confused. Like, are you trying to sleep with him or... Are you trying to like take it seriously?
She did. She said, "What
profession?
Do I have to do?"
Yes.
Okay.
She did not do that.
Okay.
What do I have to do, Jock, to get my unpaid internship back to hang around you 24/7? What do I need?
I'll do anything.
I need to be on camera. I need a check.
I need to
keep getting these checks. Okay, so we got. The brothers, Scrappy, Jock, and Stevie J.
Okay.
We do see a new character, Gunplay.
Pause. This nigga's too hood for this shit. Okay. I'm just telling you straight out.
Yo.
Whenever I see Gunplay on any Miami 305 documentary or something, he's trying to stay off the camera because he's doing hood rat shit with his hood rat friends. Now he's on camera talking about, we go party, blah, blah, blah. Come on. We don't believe you, Gunplay.
All jokes aside,
now.
Cartoons and Cereal was dope as fuck.
That's his joint.
Well, it's him and Kendrick. Yeah, that shit is dope as fuck.
Really? I love that song.
So, I give him that.
Yeah.
Gunplay's giving me Thugalicious
Thug in love.
That's funny right there.
Hey. Okay.
Back home, Miss Bobo.
Stevie's on it. Steven is on it.
Hey. He's bringing it. Man. Yeah.
So, we do see Gunplay. He's like, I'm a rapper from Miami, and I'm gangsta.
I got five guns.
But I love how he said it because he was like, I'm a rapper from Miami, and I'm a gangsta. Like he had to say it.
Like that's an occupation. Right.
Yo, I was like, we could turn the show off after that.
that's why it's like buffoonery, like right. Thug-alicious vibes. For sure.
Straight up thug.
Gangsta-licious. Right. My rhyme's too vicious. Right. I eat MCs all day. Delicious.
So
shout out to the Boondocks. Yeah. I'm sorry, man.
Jock goes and tells the guys about the women's situation, Tommy and Carly. That's when they start gossiping a little bit.
Which men don't do, that's against the guy code.
Right. But they was throwing around a little bit. And it was Jock telling his business. They're like, whoa, really? And then Scrap decides he's going, you know, tells him, like, I'm going to throw a bachelor bash because he's not getting married anymore to the BAM. And so, you know, I feel like it's just an excuse to have a party. You know, really. But in retrospect, he's basically kind of turning it into kind of a going away situation because he's basically like, yo, I want to move to Miami.
You know who they should have as a personal guest each episode is the guy from the casino. The white guy.
Oh, gosh. The guy that was looking
the
crazy.
The one that's always just like, they should just have him as a...
Every time, just wherever,
wherever. Have him in that
anywhere,
scene.
Anywhere.
As the guys, each time the guys have their little meetup, they just need to have him.
Just have him
extra.
Somewhere. Yeah. That was funny. So he's talking about, what do you guys think about Scrap moving to Miami?
I said before.
Can I stay with him for a weekend?
That'd be cool. I'm agree with what Trizzy said. He just needs a little vacation. Mm-hmm. You know, he just got to get away from Mama D and all the BAM talk.
Right.
He going to have some fun in Miami, and he going to probably come back after.
Come back.
There's a love in hip-hop Miami. He's probably going to end up on that season.
Right, exactly. True, yeah.
He needs to make moves.
Maybe a little setup. Miami? I mean, right around town is there is.
Is that there?
Can we get the After Buzz exclusive music? Because I got an After Buzz exclusive.
Oh,
shout out to Scott Patterson.
After Buzz TV exclusive.
Straight from my man Scott Patterson, Love and Hip Hop Miami just made a huge, gigantic free agent pickup because ex-NFL pro baller Bryant McKinney, did I say that right? Bryant McKinney is joining the cast. First athlete in the history of the franchise.
Really? Interesting.
Show enough.
Love and Hip Hop Miami.
That was from our friend Scott Patterson.
Word.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
live chat action.
You.
We love it.
Shout out.
So loving Hip Hop Miami. So that could be. I mean,
could be a thing.
Could be a situation.
Could have some.
Listen, man.
Happening.
Fontainebleau, be going up. On Sundays. I'm telling you, we gonna see shine.
I could definitely see a loving Hip Hop Miami for sure. Yeah. I could definitely see a loving Hip Hop Miami.
Trina, I hope Trina won't.
Trina too classy for that.
Keisha Cole. No, she's on the Hollywood one actually. So, yeah. But I did hear. Keisha Cole's on the roster now.
Ah, got it. So,
He was like, whatever.
I did not. I really am so... I just, every time when Mama D and Ernie get together, it's just so funny to me. Mama D, supposedly, Ernie's been gone for like 2 days. And so she goes on a hunt to track him down.
In the backwoods,
right?
She goes with her dog.
Goes down to Florida, and basically he's at his mom's house in Florida. She kept telling the dog, "Don't get next to the roaches." Like, what,
I don't
like,
want them in your fur.
Was it roaches gonna just jump on the dog? Like,
yo, roaches can't jump.
Can
I'm not
jump?
Bullshitting. Yes, I done seen that shit.
Roaches can't.
I seen a roach fly, dog. I'm not joking.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not joking.
Not here in California.
No, it was back in South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
If they got him in South Carolina, they for sure got him in Florida.
Oh, gosh. That's... But you might be right.
I'm not joking.
Down south. Yeah, y'all got some crazy... Whenever
we got
I go
some
to my,
crazy shit
my reunion
there.
In Alabama, those bugs out there are next level.
For real, they're next level.
Out here,
it's peaceful.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Y'all ain't got no problems out here.
Yeah,
but.
Down south, them bugs are next level, for sure. So, we see she basically confronts him, And, you know, she gets mad at him, you know, because he's been gone. And so he tells her, and I love, he's like, you know, I love you, but I love my mama more. Like, that's fair. I was like, first
that's
of all,
fair. But that's fair. But wait, you don't wait, say wait, it. Wait. But he being real. Let's be real.
But really, if you're married, though.
You're not supposed to say it.
Right? This is why we have a resident on the panel.
Our resident.
Y'all don't want to hear it, but y'all know it's true.
Therapist that's on call.
Right.
But if you're married to someone, and it's even in the Bible, it says cleave to your wife. Yeah. See, I'm just saying.
You know, no, but seriously.
But your
mom
has been there since day
one. Yeah, your mom changed your diapers and
right.
stuff.
And I'm not saying you don't deny your mom, but you're supposed to go, your wife is supposed to be
your mom's
your priority.
I agree with that.
Supposed to be priority.
But if we're going to be open and honest here, uh-huh. like we always are on Love and Hip Hop After Show.
Ratchet Mondays.
Right.
Then we all know, come on now.
What?
That's your mama.
Listen, mama got my back, okay? I was just having a conversation the other day,
mama,
right?
Mama, you know I love
this
you.
This one female was trying
to... I don't see
to...
your mom being able to take half your possessions off being pissed off.
If I put it in my will,
she gets it.
No, but you do have to have respect for your mom, but then there has to be a time where your mom has to be able to realize that you have a life as well, and she can't just show up at the house anytime she wants to. Like, she needs to.
I agree.
Well, and that wasn't even the case. He was, what?
You know?
He was, no, I'm just saying, like. I believe that he was there, you know, visiting because he said she was ill. But I think the statement, the messed up statement was that he says, I love you, but I love my mama more. And I feel like it's, you know, when you're married, your wife is supposed to be your priority. Of course you're going to love your mom. Your mom's been there, like you said, forever.
So it's cool to feel that way, just don't say it. It's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think, but I don't know.
Lie to your woman.
No. I don't think you should love your mama more than your wife. I don't think you should love your mama more than your wife.
But what would you
Oedipus?
Feel that way?
What about what?
What about Oedipus? He's got both.
Well, yeah, true. True.
Sorry. But would you feel that way?
What do you mean?
Would you be with your woman?
No,
but
I,
you still, you know, deep down.
I wouldn't be with her. I wouldn't be with her.
If
I love my mother more than I love my wife, I wouldn't, no.
There you have it, ladies.
I wouldn't be with my wife.
Them Gonzalez, sliding them DMs.
Well, I wouldn't get married to her is what I should say. I wouldn't. She wouldn't be my. I'm not like, I love my mama. Be out. Like, I'm
at
not gonna
the
do
point
that.
Say,
I'm not gonna do that. Don't
the
play
DMs
me.
Are open.
Don't play me.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. If we gonna be honest here,
don't play me.
That's what's wrong with us. We be feeling a certain way, but when we say it. Niggas get mad. Niggas get mad. But you know you felt that way. So let's be honest.
And I'm sure there has been people that have felt that way for sure.
Either you're going to pick your mom or me.
Oh, me.
You're going to pick
your mom or you're going to pick Matt.
Man.
Which one?
You should never have to.
That's a tough
situation. That's really cool.
But realistic, but honestly, like, guys, for real, though. Mm-hmm. If you feel like you love your mother more than you love your woman, I don't think you should be married. Because
Wale said it best. As long as your mama breathing, don't ever love a woman.
Oh. Did he say it best?
Is that the best way to say it?
I don't know, he just said that.
Maybe in the DMV. That's
what
happens
if your mom ends up in a relationship and then
forget you about just, your old grown ass. Right.
I think, I think the big issue though is mom that when it comes to Mama D, she forgets that how she knows about Scrappy. And that's why it's so ironic. She treats Scrappy as if that's her boo, but even though that's her son, right.
Now that she's got a man, he does the same with her mother and exactly. She don't like how that feels.
And that's a problem.
She should be happy that she has a man who respects his mom mm-hmm. as much as he respects his mom.
Amen.
She should be delighted.
Ladies,
all right.
Did y'all hear that? Does she need to say it again?
If you respect your mom, mm-hmm. that means you're going to respect me.
Can you say
it? But come on. If it's, I don't know the sense of the over.
Where's my replay button?
But,
Okay. Word. So
I agree with that wholeheartedly. I don't want to just pass by that like it was just a statement. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Okay. My heart smiles.
My heart is happy. So we end the show where Scrappy has his bachelor party. And he confronts, you know, Tammy confronts him about Bambi. She kind of goes in on him because Bambi's her girl. And he's basically saying, like, you know, we dipped out. Like, we basically, you know, she says she don't want to be married no more. So, like, you two said the same person. Yeah, so she was like, all right, we ain't married. We ain't going to get married, basically. Stevie brings over the Panamanian goddess, Miss Estelita.
Danger Zone.
Panamanian goddess. Is that what he said?
Yeah, that's the
Danger Zone Latina.
Yeah, so now he wants to have a record label that's around Latinas. But hey, Jocelyn man, was in the
game. You got a type. You got a type.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing.
No, I never said that, type. But I'm saying when Jocelyn was around... So it's going to be some problems for sure.
I'm well, just saying he got a type, a woman.
Oh, that he likes.
Yeah,
likes
that Latinas. He likes.
I ain't mad at that.
I ain't mad at that.
She was.
I like my black woman too, Trizzy. Okay.
Yeah,
she was. I got a little bit of Latina in me. Great. A little like 25%. You know what I'm saying?
Just like, she on.
You know I got saying? The mamacita over here.
You know what I'm saying? Like what? You know, I got, you
don't
know.
Don't play me.
You know, we got a little bit of here, a little bit of
here. We see Treasure. We talked about Treasure with the A, without the A. Mama D inviting Shirlene on stage.
Yes, that was violation. Oh, that was
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
First of all, she brought that Oompa Loompa on stage. She looked with that hair and that outfit that she had on.
Yes.
That was straight up Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
She was an extra.
That's exactly. That was really 250. Yeah.
This show is too much. Oh no.
That was her, yo. That was Charlene, yo. Look at the hair. Look at the hair and the outfit.
So much. That's exactly how she was, though.
She looked just like that. Yo, for real.
But
for
the
real.
Matter of the fact is, yes. There's so. Oh my god, yes. Our viewers are gonna be dying.
That was no, but that was Shirlene.
No, but the matter of the fact is, everybody is Steven. You know tripping about Kirk because he said that you know he had a problem because right. Rashida wasn't giving it up and things like right. that. But maybe Kirk couldn't get it up. Oh, and he's not telling us anything.
Well, he's not around.
Maybe he's not. Maybe he couldn't get it up no more.
Why is this going on the guy though? That's the thing. Why?
But it was a
so
bottom
she didn't
line.
Want to touch him no more.
The bottom line is, aside from their own situation, the fact that she's bringing out on the open, Mama D and Shirlene right. both in cahoots at this party, like that was super awkward.
It was.
Like,
no,
he wasn't
right,
even,
one,
that was super awkward.
He wasn't even there.
That's what I'm
so
saying.
So don't speak on a person if they're not there.
Right.
That's my thing, right?
Right.
Then two, fair. She gonna still fair. Speak it and say, Kirk, one of the dumbest men on earth. Kirk, please get a DNA. Then she got the nerve to have everybody chant DNA, DNA. Like it's a damn concert or something.
Right, right. And
that's
then she brought on the silver platter, though.
Right,
the
DNA silver platter?
On the silver platter.
What is this?
Yo.
Now tell me, are you going to take this DNA
right,
test?
Yeah.
Or am I going to have to force it down your throat?
Maury comes terrible. On, right. back from commercial. We will find out.
No.
That was terrible.
Shirlene don't play. She had the Shirlene necklace, the Shirlene chain.
She's this is the same lady that ran over Kirk's bike and like it went on fire. Like she does not care.
When she first came to the stage, I thought she was gonna like bust a rhyme. Like I mean, we've had
that
would have
been better.
We've had
that would have been. I would have appreciated that better.
We've had Mama D rap.
Mama
we've
D
had
song
Jim
was
Jones
lit.
Mom yeah. rap. Right. So I thought that this is gonna be another.
We had the caterer from last week's episode rap. Look, everybody trying to get a contract
everybody
on this show.
I ain't mad at it, man. You take your shot.
Do
you gotta shoot.
Do.
You miss 100% of the shots
you
don't
take. Okay, there you go.
Scrap. I'm kind of disappointed in your bachelor bash.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be more than what it was. It was a hot mess.
Yeah.
But I thought I was
well,
going to see
I think
some
Shirlene
good
definitely made it. I mean, well, you know, your boy, you know, went out and did his thing from Miami.
Gunplay.
He
said,
thing.
I'm on Percocets. Correct. I need self-control. Right. If you don't take the Percocets, you'll be in control. Just
fair.
Know that.
That's a fair point.
Just say. Just say. Yeah. Just say. But yeah, that's what it was. Before we close out, do we have any quotables?
Do we?
Yeah.
I had one.
I'm chock full of them.
There was a lot.
I got to shout out my man Scrappy. Uh-huh. He said, a man got to do what a man got to do. And sometimes that's what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
He was
shout out Scrappy. Man got to do what a man got
to
do.
In relation to his mother. We were talking about what he had to say to his mother, mind you. So just putting that in perspective. What all you right. got?
Hold on. I
got
to get in the character.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The fans love this.
Steven is crazy.
Oh, Steven's good.
Yeah, he's good.
Steven is good. What you got?
I'm a rapper from Miami, and I'm a gangster.
Florida.
Yes, music. I'm a rapper from Miami, and I'm a gangster.
305, I got my dreads, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love it. Oh, okay, Drizzy, what you got?
Okay, he felt like he was a nanny, and she wasn't giving the poo nanny.
Was that Mama D?
No, that was Scrappy.
That was Scrappy. That was Scrappy.
He had all the
Gosh. Speaking of Scrappy, this wasn't a phrase, but he just brought this word back I ain't heard in so long, probably since 83. He said whippersnapper. Who says whippersnapper? Like, this dude really said, oh, man, he was talking about the little baby. Yeah. And he's like Kirk's, you know, supposed baby. Like, it could be his whippersnapper. And I'm where are you from?
They should have a segment with him just saying all his
stuff. Yeah, right. But he has a lot, like Fiznai and all of that.
Hashtag
like,
whippersnapper.
Yeah, whippersnapper. I mean, I want to bring it back. I'm going to bring it back. Hashtag for sure. Whippersnapper.
For sure.
Hashtag whippersnapper. I think we could do that. I think we'd do that. That'd be dope.
Whippersnapper.
That'd be dope. That's well, ladies funny. And gentlemen, that has been our show.
For sure.
We want to thank you so much for tuning in, Whippersnapper. We got to get out of here. Oh, man. Shout out to Steven, man.
Hashtag whip her snapper.
In the booth, holding it
down. Slow it down.
Appreciate it. But I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez. And as always, you can find me at the Poet Saint all day, every day, and you can check out my website.
Sliding them DMs, ladies.
StayInTheMic.com. You can slide in DMs, it's cool. I mean, I'm just saying. Like, you can
slide them DMs.
Suavemente.
I'll give you some, you know, amazing
advice. What you gonna give them? What you gonna
give them? Some advice.
You giving out poems?
Ladies, who write you some poetry.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all be liking Wale. Y'all need to holler at my man.
I'm just saying. I write poetry. I give you some great advice. Like, there's a lot of things I could do.
Okay. Exactly. You guys, I don't even know how I put up with all of you guys, but I love it. And you guys, I'm so, like, I love this show so much. But anyhow, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl Trinae.
Yeah.
New Karate Khalil. Live and direct. Hashtag whippersnapper. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Khalil with Boo Boo.
That's your boy Jimmy V.
So aggressive.
B-Ronad. Blog is popping. B-Ronad.blogspot.com. Go check out a day in my life.
Day in my life.
Until next week, we'll be here.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.